Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Houston Astros and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Ray. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jim Ray. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Tolan. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Kurnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jaster. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jaster. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from McCarver, and Maxville drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball four. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galliano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison fields the ball and throws to Ray covering. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Adlesh and he is out, Jackson applying the tag. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Maxville reaches second base with a double. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Toland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Toland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Toland hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray fires to first and has Brock trapped. There's the throw to Lillis who tags Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrison moves to third. Two outs. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh hits a pop-up towards short. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 1 in the game. Galeano hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurnick strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Buchek takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ray is 0 for 1 in the game. Ray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kurnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ray for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Maxville takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaster bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tolan moves to third. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kurnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from McCarver, and Kurnick drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrison hits a line drive towards short. Buchek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano is 0 for 2 in the game. Galeano takes first base on ball 4. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurnick hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buchek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galliano moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Maxville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galliano scores. McCarver moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-2 in the game. Adlesh strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. John Bateman now catching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kurnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lillis for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Buchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurnick strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kurnick out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxville is walked intentionally. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaster takes first base on ball 4. McCarver moves to third. Maxville moves to second. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harrison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.